Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Pontchartrain Center for the JEDCO annual luncheon, and we are now joined by Susan Bourgeois, the Louisiana Economic Development Secretary, who may be the busiest woman in the state of Louisiana, because there's been a lot of exciting news coming out of her office. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. Really appreciate you having me today.
So, let's begin to talk about some of these really exciting things that have happened that have had a major economic impact for the state. And take it away.
Gosh, you know, it's been a busy, I've been at this now about 22 months. It feels like the last 12 months have been really pretty remarkable. So there have been the particularly big ones that I know everyone's heard about, Meta up in North Louisiana, obviously Hyundai, which is on the river in between here and Baton Rouge. You know, just fundamentally transformational projects for Louisiana and for what we can be. But what I don't want people to lose sight of is how many others we've had, right? If you just look at it cumulatively, we're getting close to $70 billion in CapEx announced since the beginning of this administration. $70 billion. And these are deals that are signed. These aren't hypotheticals of companies that might come.
So I'm going to stop you right there, because a lot of folks don't, when we say CapEx, you know, a lot of folks are not familiar with financial terms and what that actually means. These are new dollars coming to the state of Louisiana that total $70 billion.
That's exactly right, and I appreciate you doing that. I get trapped inside of my own language sometimes. I'm glad you said that, because there are two things. So, yes, first of all, it's $70 billion of announced projects of capital expenditure, so new buildings, new projects, new infrastructure going into the state of Louisiana. But what I always like to remind people is really the definition of an economy is the movement of money. It's not that singular, right? So a Meta, where it's a $10 billion announcement, that's not a $10 billion check once. That is the movement of that money through the North Louisiana and ultimately the whole Louisiana economy. And that's happening over and over again.
Now, let me stop you there, because it used to be said that in a microeconomy, a new entry of a new dollar would turn over seven times in that economy. Has that changed? Is it still around that many times? Are you familiar?
I'm not, but I do have an economist on staff, so I'm going to ask that question because it's a great point. But what I will tell you, and we talk about this all the time, the best way for the people of Louisiana to understand it is to see it in a narrative perspective, not in an economic impact study, right?
Yeah.
And so when you go look, this happened to me in Plaquemines when I went to Venture Global, when we made the big announcements of their $18 billion expansion, even, right? An expansion there. Is when you drive on the roads that are newer and bigger and have better capacity, and you do something as simple as go to a local gas station like you would anywhere,
right?
It's got more people in it, right? It's nicer, frankly. It's cleaner. There's more traffic through it. And so when you really start living...
Creating more sales tax dollars.
That's exactly right. And when you really start living firsthand, that maybe 7X, hopefully, that is the number of what that new dollar means, it means at the end of the day, more money in people in Louisiana's pockets. And, and that's my job at the end of the day.
Right. Because we can't stay stagnant. It's not... We can't be static because inflation is, I don't know that it's ever been zero in my lifetime. I don't know that it ever will be zero. So things are always costing more. So the goal for government is to kind of stay ahead of the curve, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And staying static is not just about dollars. It's about growth. And at the end of the day, we talk all the time. There are some folks who resist it, and I understand that perspective. But I always like to draw the analogy of a bicycle. You're either pedaling forward, pedaling backwards, or you're falling. You're not standing still, right? You just simply can't be done. The laws of physics won't allow it. And I feel like that's sort of where we are with the Louisiana economy right now. We are committed to pedaling forward, and pedaling forward aggressively and intentionally and wisely, because obviously we don't want to pedal backwards, and standing still is just simply not an option.
No, it's not, because what happens is that government then needs to go get more tax dollars.
Right.
Because because they're not stopped. There are basic services and infrastructure that have to be dealt with, whether anyone likes it or not.
And with fewer people, and that's what happens when you don't grow. And Louisiana's lived this reality, unfortunately, for the last 35 years. We've seen continual population loss and disinvestment. By the way, last year was the first time we added people. It was only about 25,000 people, but we have stopped the bleeding and we have begun to, you know, reverse the trend. You government can't do more. Right. You don't want government in a position to do more. You want more people participating in the economy, paying taxes, and therefore a bigger churn on those dollars. And that's better for.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For everyone.
Now, I'm sure you hear this as well. There's a certain sector of the group, cave people, citizens against virtually everything. There's always an inconvenience with progress, right? I mean, it comes in many ways, shapes, and forms.
That's right. And maybe not inconvenience, but change.
Or change. But if you remodel something in your home, there's an inconvenience factor there. Maybe you have to walk through the living room instead of going through the foyer. I don't know, but it presents itself in little ways.
Wash your dishes in the bathroom for a couple weeks, right?
Obviously, you remember.
I've lived it.
but that's part of the cost and a little bit of the pain that you have to have. And I sometimes I think we don't have a high enough pain threshold for the progress that needs to actually happen here.
I agree. I feel like we in Louisiana, and I'm born and raised here. I understand this emotion as well as anyone here. We, for a very long time, have not felt optimistic or even felt the right to have hope as it relates to Louisiana. But I think we're a little skeptical, and mm-hmm. that's fair. That is fair.
But skepticism can be healthy.
I agree.
In some ways, but
I agree. Know. But I continue to say, I'm honored to have this job. I'm privileged that Governor Landry has trusted me to do this and asked me to do this. But if many of us, not just me, if many of us are not pulling on the rope to move this state forward, not just elected officials, and they all are doing that, and I think they all have the best intention, but it's up to us as Louisiana citizens, it's up to us as Louisiana business owners, it's up to us as people who have kids here or want our kids to stay here. We all have a role in this. And so to your point, a little bit of inconvenience around progress, we all have a responsibility to deal with. But as importantly to me, it's the hope and the optimism and the simply wanting us to win mm-hmm. is what I think we all as Louisianians need to take back.
Yeah. Well, we need to become more 100% players. We got to be invested in ourselves. I've said this often, and I served as an elected official. Transformational change is typically not generated by an elected individual. It comes from the communities.
Isn't that the history of this country, frankly?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying anything that's, that is from divine intervention or anything. I mean, it is what it is. And we've kind of lost sight of that in many respects. And I don't mean to get so philosophical as it relates to economic development, but what I hear sometimes is really troublesome to me, because it's like we're not connecting the dots of how you raise a geographic area up economically.
If you get philosophical, I'm going to climb up on that soapbox with you, because I dealt with this yesterday. We had what we believed would be just a procedural hearing. Every state agency every 6 years has to have a public comment hearing on the rules your department promulgates, right? Mm-hmm. Something simple. Yeah. We didn't think anything of it. And it turned into, and I used this word yesterday in a statement, so I'll go ahead and say it on the radio again today, it turned into a bit of an ambush by a group of folks who have an agenda, clearly have an agenda, and it was a criticism for how we are recruiting and announcing projects in this state. It was a criticism for things like Hyundai. It was a criticism for things like Venture Global. And frankly, I got a little bit of an attitude about it, and I said simply, at the end of the day, bringing opportunity to this state is the only way to bring our people out of poverty, the ones who are in it, period. Government, to your point, government cannot do it. Government will not do it. So private investment, additional opportunity, growing wages is our only opportunity to move people out of poverty. So I take a bit of offense at a group of people, whatever their agenda, and there are lots of different agendas, and they have the right to that, but who are going to reject opportunity in the name of protecting people. Present your option. Yeah. Present your option.
Well, they never do.
No.
I mean, activists, they thrive on conflict.
Yes.
So they create the conflict. They don't want the conflict to go away, because then they got to go find a new conflict.
Yeah. Right? That's right. And I want jobs and opportunity. And it's not just job count. I want the people of Louisiana to continue to make more and more and more and more money as they proceed through their working life, so they can support themselves and their families the way they choose. How can you not want that?
And the thing is they want to make the observation that we're doing this at all costs. No, we're not.
Absolutely not.
There's a lot that went into this. You just hadn't taken the time to read it.
That's exactly right.
And become an informed individual about actually what is actually occurring on the ground.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I get even more animated when we talk about projects like a Hyundai that's bringing a clean steel facility here, the cleanest technology that exists on the globe today to manufacture steel in our state.
We wouldn't want that.
Right. Right. Why would we want that? Right. Why would we give Hyundai or the state of Louisiana any credit for recruiting that kind of industry? And look, I'm not looking for credit. I'm just looking for progress, and I'm looking for success on behalf of the people of Louisiana.
Well, we need to employ our people. We need to employ them in higher wage income jobs.
Yes.
I mean, that's the goal of all 50 states. We sit there and envy states that we can see from our borders.
That's exactly yeah. right. We reference them all the time.
And we reference them all the time, but yet we don't want – I go back to my pain threshold, you know, mm-hmm. that there's a little pain with yeah. all of this. And we have to understand, you know, nothing comes easy in life. Economic development doesn't come easy, you know.
That's right. So, you know, so before you and I go down too far down that pessimism road, the truth be told, what I have found in these 22 months of doing this job is, as I said, the people of Louisiana are thrilled to be able to be optimistic again.
Sure.
And they feel good that we can take some pride again. And so I don't want your listeners or anyone else to think that there's nothing but really good stuff going on in Louisiana right now, from our tax policy changes, from our education scores that are documentably improving faster than any state in the country right now. Those are the things that we have a right and a need to be optimistic about. And you overlay that with the way the rest of the world economy is paying attention to it and investing here. And that's a very special thing for Louisiana. And frankly, it's pretty new.
Yeah. And, you know, the only reason I bring it up is those same groups, the multiple groups of folks out there, when you start stacking successes, they get angrier.
It's yeah. funny that you say that. There yeah, were a number of groups at this hearing yesterday, yeah. and I thought, well, wow, that's my first time with that when 22 months into the job. But it's because our profile is elevated. We have more announcements that we're making, by the way, two or three more coming this year by the end of the year. And I hope those folks are excited about it.
Feel free to reveal anyone you'd like
I'll
on
come
the show
back.
Today.
That'll be fair. I'll come back. And then rolling into the beginning of next year, we'll have even more. And so the more we do, the more we elevate the success and the opportunity in Louisiana, the more critics we'll have. But that's okay. I have thick skin.
But, you know, success breeds success,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does.
You know, and it goes back to what you've been talking about, creating that momentum, mm-hmm. right? And because that momentum is huge. And when others outside are looking at Louisiana and they see the momentum and the success going, they know that the Hyundai's not coming here because they just picked Louisiana out of a hat.
Right.
You know, there's obviously something working here that they would locate here. Meta, the same thing. Venture Global, the same. If we can get the lit done.
We'll get the lit done.
You know, be the same. All different industry silos.
Sectors, countries,
yeah.
right? But they're global companies who do more due diligence than we can ever imagine. And that's what I've said. Them choosing us is changing the narrative about Louisiana faster than we could ever do it ourselves. And to your point, it's not just one sector. It's not just a traditional Louisiana legacy industry like we're used to. But there's even announcements in that. Yesterday, no, or maybe day before yesterday now, we announced a shipbuilding project down in Franklin, Louisiana, Saronic, which is a shipbuilding company but they build autonomous vessels. They build drone ships,
mm-hmm.
right? 1,500 new jobs in Franklin, Louisiana. You know St. Mary Parish.
Yeah, it's huge.
Right? So $300 million. But 1,500 jobs paying something like $90,000 a year for a traditional Louisiana legacy industry like shipbuilding, but overlaid with innovation, and we're building drone vessels in Louisiana, just like we're building actual flying drones and all a number of other things. But the diversity of sectors, the diversity of companies, the diversity of the folks from all over the globe who are recognizing us are helping make my job easier because they're selling Louisiana in a way that is as authentic as anything.
Absolutely. So y'all and we covered a bunch about 2025. Let's talk about 2026. What do we see on the horizon?
More. We see more.
More's
you know,
better.
The governor and I have this conversation all the time. You know, he sometimes jokes about, is there ever a number where you stop? I said, no, I don't know how to stop, and neither do you, Jeff Landry. But no, there
is. He's a little like me. He's impatient by nature.
Oh, he right? is. Impatient is a kind word. Very diplomatic of you, Newell. So he is very aggressive as it relates to changing the trajectory of this state. And so there is absolutely more to come. As I said, we have a few announcements here this month, but we believe we'll have one or two significant ones in January as well. And so we'll kick off next year, just like we kicked off this year. I mean, it just keeps coming. Yeah, I'll tell you our quick pipeline numbers because this matters. Of the projects we work, we call it our AB pipeline, right? It's an inside baseball term. But what that means is those are the projects that we have to work at least weekly. There's enough going on. That pipeline is up about 500% from when we walked into this job. 183 projects in the mix, representing about $240 billion in CapEx. But wait, represents about 16,000 new jobs as well. Just those projects, coupled with what we've already created, coupled with the CapEx that we've already announced. I mean, I don't see...
Because you haven't really quantified either the service industry side that has to service those...
The indirect jobs.
The indirect jobs, exactly. Yet, because it's hard to, because you never know what is going to come into fruition.
Right? And they're all factored into our model, but it's hard to. And the other interesting thing about indirect jobs is sometimes you count them twice, right? If two things would go into the same area, then an indirect job. So we're careful about how we count indirect jobs because we want to be, right, honest brokers and authentic in our projections.
We've talked a lot this morning with Guy Williams and Jerry and others about the collaborative nature amongst the economic development groups in the state. Talk to us about how important that is.
Gosh, Norman, you know.
Now, my listening audience probably doesn't realize you used to be with GNO Inc.
I was chairman of the board.
Yeah, you were chairman of the board there.
I had the job of trying to rein in Michael Hecht, so that was a support, right? Not stop, whatever that. Yeah, you're familiar with what that feels like, right? So I had the pleasure of serving as Michael's chair and had been on the board for about 10 or 12 years. So I come out of that role. I will tell you the relationship between the state agency, obviously, which is mine, LED, and the eight regional economic development organizations all over the state, like GNO Inc., has never been better. But just the fact that we're here today at JEDCO's annual lunch, you go one step regionally below that to each of the parishes. JEDCO has been around a long time. I mentioned this to you. I was actually working with the Jefferson delegation in the legislature when the JEDCO legislation was passed to create it.
Longest standing economic development group in the state.
I remember it well. I'm not going to tell you what year it was. but organizations like JEDCO and what Jerry's doing here is really dynamite. But these exist all over the state. And this relationship between local to regional to state. And by the way, you know, the folks in the private sector, your listeners will understand this, but the state's never done this. So we did our first strategic plan in 20 years as a department. But what we now have by the end of this year is all eight regional organizations have a strategic plan, brand new strategic plan, that completely aligns with the state plan. So you now have eight private non-governmental organizations that are our partners in full alignment with a statewide economic development plan. Again, private sector's saying,
The force multiplier, that is huge.
That's exactly right. So I couldn't be more pleased and more appreciative of the relationship that we have with our non-governmental partners and organizations like JEDCO and GNO Inc. and others that are just helping us all do the work. And I can't say enough about even the way the legislature is pulling on the same rope with the governor and local government. So we all want it, and we're all doing it together.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. Folks, she needs to leave this and go head up a panel and discussion in just a few minutes. But we truly appreciate the time that you've spent with us. And thank you for the great job that you're doing. And we are very excited about hearing the upcoming projects to be announced in 2026.
Perfect.
And
I'll come
congratulations
back
to you and your team. For all their successes as well.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you letting me talk about it, and I'll come back and tell you specifics.
Absolutely, and have a wonderful holiday season
as well.
You
as well.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return after the break, we'll visit with Violet Peters, the Jefferson Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.